Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the electrifying quiz podcast, The 20 Questions Sport. We're thrilled to present our sixth episode, so get ready to test your sports knowledge, challenge your memory, and immerse yourself in the excitement of this extraordinary quiz. As we step onto the field once again, we're here to bring you an episode that celebrates the spirit of competition, athleticism, and the love of sports. Here is how the game unfolds. You'll be facing a lineup of 20 sports-related questions, each one more challenging than the last. From historic victories to legendary athletes, each question will push the boundaries of your sports expertise. To give you a fair chance, each question will be read twice, allowing you to gather your thoughts before the timer starts ticking. But remember, you've got a mere 10 seconds to provide the correct answer. One wrong response and it's game over. The idea is to get as far as you can without getting one question wrong. Or are you smart enough to defeat all 20 questions? So are you ready for this challenge? Can you conquer all 20 questions in this sport edition? The pursuit of sporting greatness now awaits you. So best of luck on your journey to defeat 20 Questions Sport. Okay, we're on the starting blocks for yet another journey in the world of sport. We start easy and then we get harder as we go along. Questions coming up testing you on US sport, football, golf, and the Olympic Games over the next 15 minutes or so. Let's see how well you do this week. Good luck to you. Question number one. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, LeBron James are all legendary names in which sport? Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, LeBron James are all legendary names in which sport?
Five, four, three, two, one.
All three of these legendary names are associated with the sport of basketball. They are considered some of the greatest basketball players in history, with Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson playing in previous eras and LeBron James being a prominent figure in the modern era of basketball. Question two. How many players make up a rugby union team? How many players make up a rugby union team?
Five, four, three, two, one.
A rugby union team typically consists of 15 players on the field at any given time. These players are divided into two main groups, 8 forwards and 7 backs. The forwards are usually larger and more focused on the physical aspects of the game, such as scrums and lineouts, while the backs are often more agile and involved in the team's attacking strategies. From rugby to football. Which stadium in Milan is home to both AC Milan and Inter Milan? Which stadium in Milan is home to both AC Milan and Inter Milan?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The stadium in Milan that is both home to AC Milan and Inter Milan is the San Siro Stadium, also known as the Giuseppe Meazza Stadium. It is one of the most iconic football stadiums in the world and has been the shared home ground for these two historic football clubs. Question number four. In which sport do competitors play for the World Series? In which sport do competitors play for the World Series?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Competitors play baseball for the World Series. The World Series is an annual championship series in Major League Baseball, which is the professional baseball league in the US and Canada. Moving on to question number five. In which stadium is the French Open Tennis Championship played? In which stadium is the French Open Tennis Championship played?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The French Open Tennis Championship, also known as Roland Garros, is played at the Stade Roland Garros in Paris, France. It is one of the four Grand Slam tournaments in tennis and is held annually on clay courts at this venue. The tournament is known for its unique surface and is considered one of the most prestigious events in the tennis calendar. Question number six. As of 2023, how many NFL teams are based in Florida? As of 2023, how many NFL teams are based in Florida?
Five, four, three, two, one.
There are three NFL teams based in Florida: the Miami Dolphins, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. From American football to English football, under which manager did David Beckham make his international debut for England in 1996? Under which manager did David Beckham make his international debut for England in 1996?
Five, four, three, two, one.
David Beckham made his international debut for England on September the 1st, 1996, under the management of Glenn Hoddle. This debut match was the World Cup qualifying match against Moldova, and Glenn Hoddle was the manager at the time. Question 8. What sport is added to a triathlon to make a quadrathlon? What sport is added to a triathlon to make a quadrathlon?
Five, four, three, two, one.
A quadrathlon is a multi-sport event that includes four disciplines. You have the swimming, the running, and the cycling of a triathlon. And the sport added to the triathlon to make a quadrathlon is usually kayaking or canoeing. So kayaking or canoeing is the right answer. Question 9. Which former German international was manager of the Scottish national football team from 2002 to 2004? Which former German international was manager of the Scottish national football team from 2002 to 2004?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Bertie Vokes, a former German international footballer, was the manager of the Scottish national football team from 2002 to 2004. During his time as manager, he had mixed success, and his tenure was marked by a range of performances in international competitions. Approaching the halfway mark of this sixth edition of 20 Questions Sport, we move on now to athletics. Question 10. In which US city is the home of the world's oldest annual marathon? Which US city is home to the world's oldest annual marathon?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The city of Boston, Massachusetts is home to the world's oldest annual marathon, known as the Boston Marathon. The Boston Marathon is one of the most prestigious and historic long-distance running events, attracting participants and spectators from around the world. It has been held annually on Patriots Day, the third Monday of April, since 1897. We're over the halfway mark on this edition of 20 Questions Sports. How are you doing right now? Are you still standing, or have you been sent for an early bath? A long way to go before we reach the finishing line. Just over halfway. Question 11 is this. Which team in 1970 became the first Dutch winners of football's European Cup? Which team in 1970 became the first Dutch winners of football's European Cup?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In 1970, Feyenoord became the first Dutch team to win football's European Cup, now known as the UEFA Champions League. Feyenoord, based in Rotterdam, Netherlands, won the European Cup by defeating Celtic of Scotland in the final with a score of 2-1. This victory marked a significant achievement for Dutch football and Feyenoord as they became European champions. We move on to question 12. At the end of the Indianapolis 500 motor race, with which drink does the winner traditionally toast his victory? At the end of the Indianapolis 500 motor race, with which drink does the winner traditionally toast his victory?
Five, four, three, two, one.
At the end of the Indianapolis 500 motor race, the winner traditionally toasts their victory with a bottle of milk. This unique tradition dates back to the 1930s, when three-time winner Louis Mayer requested a glass of buttermilk after his second victory in 1933. The following year, a local dairy executive decided to present the winner with a bottle of milk, and the tradition has continued ever since. The type of milk can vary based on the winner's preference, but the tradition itself remains an iconic part of the Indianapolis 500 celebration. Staying with motor racing. Question 13. In Formula One, what does DRS stand for? In Formula One, what does DRS stand for?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In Formula One, DRS stands for Drag Reduction System. DRS is a technology implemented to aid overtaking on certain sections of a racetrack. It's a movable rear wing that can be adjusted by the driver to reduce aerodynamic drag and increase straight line speed. Question 14. On the back of Brian Harman's victory at Royal Liverpool in July, he was the third left-hander to win the Open Golf Championship. But can you tell me who in 1963 became the first left-hander to win the Open Golf Championship? Who in 1963 became the first left-hander to win the Open Golf Championship?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In 1963, Bob Charles of New Zealand became the first left-hander to win the Open Championship in golf. His victory was significant as it broke the tradition of right-handed players dominating the sport and marked an important milestone for left-handed golfers. Bob Charles's achievement paved the way for more left-handed golfers to succeed in the sport. We have six questions left on this edition of 20 Questions. Question 15. Bit of geography and a bit of sport for you here. In which Scottish town do the football team Queen of the South play their home matches? In which Scottish town do the football team Queen of the South play their home matches?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The football team Queen of the South play their home matches in the Scottish town of Dumfries. Queen of the South is a professional football team based in Dumfries and Galloway, Scotland. Five left. Five to go. Now we get into the upper echelons of this edition of 20 Questions. The top five. The first of which is this. Paris will host the Olympics in 2024. Including the next staging, how many times will France have been hosts of the Summer and Winter Olympic Games? Paris will host the Olympics in 2024. Including the next staging, how many times will France have been hosts of the Summer and Winter Olympic Games?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Paris hosting the Olympics in 2024 will mark the third time that France has hosted the Summer Olympic Games. France previously hosted the Summer Olympics in 1900 in Paris and in 1924 in Paris. As for the Winter Olympic Games, France has hosted them three times as well. In Chamonix in 1924, in Grenoble in 1968, and in Abbeville in 1992. So with the upcoming 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, France will have hosted the Olympic Games a total of six times. Three summer and three winter. Six is the right answer. Question 17. Four questions left on this edition of 20 Questions Sport. Question 17 of 20. Who did Andy Murray defeat to win his second Wimbledon title in 2016? Who did Andy Murray defeat to win his second Wimbledon title in 2016?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Andy Murray defeated Milos Raonic of Canada to win his second Wimbledon title in 2016. Murray won the final in straight sets with a score of 6-4, 7-6, 7-6. Securing his second Wimbledon championship and his third Grand Slam title overall. Down to the final three. Question 18 of 20. Who in 1968 became the first man to run 100 metres in less than 10 seconds? Who in 1968 became the first man to run 100 metres in less than 10 seconds?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In 1968, Jim Hines of the USA became the first man to run 100 metres in less than 10 seconds. He achieved this milestone with a time of 9.95 seconds during the US Olympic trials on June the 20th, 1968. This was a significant achievement in the world of athletics and marked a groundbreaking moment in the history of sprinting. Just two questions remain. Are you still standing? The finish line is now in sight and the gold medal is in your grasp. Just two questions remain. The first of which is this. The USA player, Bert Patenaude, was the first to achieve what feat during a World Cup tournament? The USA player, Bert Patenaude, was the first to achieve what feat during a World Cup tournament?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Bert Patenaude of the USA was the first player to achieve the feat of scoring a hat-trick, three goals in a single match in a FIFA World Cup tournament. He accomplished this during the 1930 FIFA World Cup, which was the inaugural World Cup held in Uruguay. Patenaude's hat-trick occurred in a match against Paraguay on July the 17th, 1930, and he remains a significant figure in World Cup history for this accomplishment. So then, just one hurdle remains before you reach the finish line here on 20 Questions. Are you still remaining in the game? Have you got 19 right in a row? This is the question you need to get right, if you have, to win 20 Questions, and it's this. Which is the most populous country in the world never to have won an Olympic medal? Which is the most populous country in the world never to have won an Olympic medal?
Five, four, three, two, 1.
What a question to finish. I'm guessing there's some of you who would want a little bit more time to think about this one. The most populous country that has never won an Olympic medal is Bangladesh. Bangladesh, with a population of over 160 million people, has yet to win an Olympic medal in its history up to the last Olympics. That is definitely a question that you can test your friends with, and your family as well. Let's see if they get that one right. And if they enjoyed it, why don't you tell them to come along next time on 20 Questions Sport. If you had a blast exploring the world of sport in our sport edition, make sure to stay tuned for more. We will be back with more thrilling quizzes, mind-boggling challenges, and captivating episodes, whether it's on music, general knowledge, or more sports. The 20 Questions is here to entertain and to challenge you. Thank you to our dedicated listeners from all corners of the world. Your enthusiasm to make 20 Questions a global success, and we're excited to continue this journey together wherever you may be. We have listeners now across the United States, across India, in Australia, South Africa, Japan, Iran, Israel, Italy, Germany, Austria, France, Belgium, Ireland, and of course right here in the UK. Thank you to wherever you may be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. Share the excitement with your friends and fellow sports enthusiasts. Follow us on social media. Connect with us on Twitter at 20 Questions Quiz. And if you want to reach out, drop me an email at 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from wherever you are in the world. From the thrill of the game to the pursuit of the knowledge, the 20 Questions is your ultimate quiz podcast. Until next time, keep your competitive spirit alive and keep expanding your horizons and trying to keep conquering the 20 Questions. From me, Johnny O'Brien, thank you so much for your company. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.